Today's Boston Globe reports Harvard's new president has rejected a proposed Latino Studies Center, and angry professors are thinking of quitting. The story appears as Lawrence Summers is involved in a conflict with Harvard's prestigious Afro-American Studies Department. The controversy has escalated into a barometer of Harvard's commitment to affirmative action and diversity. Philip Martin reports.
The dispute began last June, shortly after Lawrence Summers took over as Harvard's new president. Some faculty in the Afro-American Studies Department felt that Summers had not made a strong verbal commitment to affirmative action. Many had not supported Summers' candidacy for the job. Then last week, the Boston Globe reported that Summers had reprimanded nationally renowned Professor Cornel West for heading up Al Sharpton's Presidential Exploratory Committee and for recording a rap CD. Reportedly angered, West, Department Chair Henry Louis Gates, and philosopher K. Anthony Appiah were said to be considering a move to Princeton. Appiah confirms that he and Gates visited Princeton recently, but denies fielding an offer.
The provost of Princeton is a friend of mine. We wrote a book together about, actually a book that was in part about affirmative action. And I had dinner with her and her husband and my partner and a bunch of other people. And we had a great time. And I do not have currently an offer from Princeton. And so there wasn't anything of that sort to settle.
As for Henry Louis Gates, he's not commenting on his plans. Neither is Cornel West. West starts a leave of absence next week to begin treatment for prostate cancer. In the controversy with Harvard, he's represented by Harvard Law School professor Charles Ogletree. He says what he finds to be disrespect for a scholar of West's caliber is troubling to him.
I love my job at Harvard. I love my students. It's an ideal place to work. But these incidents make it harder for all of us to decide that this is the place that we'd spend the rest of our careers.
Charles Ogletree spoke on New Year's Day following a news conference called by the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Jackson had flown to Boston, held a community meeting at a local church, and announced that he was asking for a meeting with Harvard's president.
The time when University of Georgia is in retreat, University of Michigan is in court, Ashcroft usurping authorities and civil rights and civil liberties, and Harvard at this point seemingly equivocating. We need clarity. This would be a great time for Harvard to convene a national conference on the matter of racial justice and racial inclusion, particularly when the studies now show convincingly, with empirical data, the value of affirmative inclusion.
And the Reverend Al Sharpton also has jumped into the fray, saying he too wants a meeting with Lawrence Summers. And in a telephone interview, Sharpton suggested that Summers interfered improperly with Professor West's academic freedom and with his own exploratory presidential campaign.
I'm sure there are members of the Harvard faculty that support George Bush or support others in the American political spectrum. So why would he even be questioned? Or why would the issue of my running and his involvement even be raised in a setting that has nothing to do with his personal political choices?
In response to the growing controversy, Summers issued a written statement declaring his commitment to diversity at Harvard and said that he wants the faculty of the Afro-American Studies Department to remain at the university, and he added that he will compete vigorously to make the school an attractive environment. Many senior black faculty members compare Summers unfavorably to his predecessor Neil Rudenstein, a vocal supporter of affirmative action. It was during his tenure that the Afro-American Studies Department grew into an academic powerhouse that attracted top scholars from universities around the country. K. Anthony Appiah blames miscommunication and Summers' failure to be clear for the continuing conflict. But he says he believes that Summers is committed to the school's affirmative action policy and international outreach.
He's explicitly, on a number of meetings that I've been in, as I said, focused very much on the importance of developing African studies here at the university. I feel good about some of the things he wants to do, but we're going to have to get used to him. And it takes time, and you know, the guy's different from the last guy, and he needs to get to know us, and we need to get to know him.
In what one professor calls a chance for a fresh start, Lawrence Summers and senior black faculty are expected to meet later this month. The outcome will be closely watched around the country by activists concerned about the future of affirmative action, and by rival schools anxious to lure away top talent from what many consider to be the nation's premier university. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin in Cambridge, Massachusetts.